7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Oh boy. Here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah, it's that time again. It's Tobe 30. Oh, what the heck is going on? I don't know. I had a very strange night. I couldn't get to sleep. I don't know what the problem was. Maybe it was just too hot or too humid or both. And I woke up a million times. Then I woke up really early. I went to bed really late. And so I'm not tired yet, but I'm going to be tired here in a couple of hours. I predict that I'm going to be tired after I eat my lunch today. Which is going to be what? I do have some leftover pizza. What did I eat yesterday? Maybe I'll eat some of that pizza today. I've also got some gyoza. I've got some bratwursts. And what else do I have? I've got some other great stuff. I don't remember what it is. Graham crackers, of course. I do love my graham crackers. I don't know what the fascination is precisely, but yeah. A mainstay in my diet. So, yeah, it's another, like, shockingly hot day. It's already way too warm to go outside. I've got a cat behind me, sitting here behind me. What is this cat doing? The cat is licking her feet. Okay, that's cool. I started reading my stock market book again last night. I don't know what got into me, and again, another strange decision. And when I say stock market book, my stock broker book, whatever it is, the book is reminiscences of a stock operator. And although it's a fictional story, it is very heavily based on the life of Jesse Livermore. And I don't know, somehow Booper got me hooked on this book. He just sent me a copy out of nowhere and said, this is a great book. And this is not a guy who has literary opinions. So I had to read it. And all I could say was, yeah, this is a great book. And I don't know, how many times have I read it so far? Maybe half a dozen times. But I had to start reading it last night around midnight. I don't know why. I was reading some short stories. And there was one left to go in the anthology. And I was like, yeah, no, I don't feel like, nah. So I got out the Livermore book. It's so good. Highly recommended. Highly recommended. So I'm just finishing up my morning routine. So I'm just kind of sitting here and I'm drinking the last of my breakfast tea. But I'm going to have to stop. Yeah, it's so good. I'm drinking Da Hong Pao today. Yeah, classic Da Hong Pao, the big red robe. I am so very into this, but what with the weather and all, I'm going to have to switch to cold drinks here pretty soon. I got lots of juice. I got lots of stuff to mix with the juice. But everything's beautiful. Except for the heat. And yeah, so that's why I'm blah today. I couldn't be more blah. And so this is going to be another one of those shows where I just kind of phone it in. I'm not going to do anything. I don't feel like doing anything, and I'm just, yeah. So, where are we going from here? Where are we going from here?
Discernment is very necessary here. I find this intriguing. I don't believe it. Intriguing. I don't believe it necessarily. Who can tell if it's true or not true? We don't have enough data. Who can tell if it's not true or not true? We don't have enough data. I think data is very necessary here. Where were we and where have we gotten to? Because you group over here want this? Sure, we'll give it to you. You group over here, you want this? Sure, no problem. You group over here want this? Sure, we'll give it to you. You group over here, you want this? Sure, no problem. We'll manufacture a whole smorgasbord of these events for the same purpose or that are linking us up on the same inner dynamics, yearnings, and needs on a deep psychological level. Sure, no problem. We'll manufacture a whole smorgasbord. Sure, no problem. Where were we? Where have we gotten to? Because of someone's manipulation of us. But that might be threatening. I think that would also be threatening. Are we manipulable? Are we manipulable? Manipulable. Are we manipulable? I can't talk. I think that a discernment is very necessary here. What is true? What is not true? What is real? What is fiction? What we would like to believe? What is true? What is not true? What is real? What is fiction? What we would like to believe, as opposed to what really is. And just be honest about it. I'm not here to drive you crazy. I'm here to get into some of these issues. Who are we? Where do we come from? Where are we going? What's the nature of reality? And just be honest about it. I'm not here to drive you crazy. I'm 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 here to be threatening. Two, let me finish. Okay, I think that would also be threatening. But that might be threatening. A whole smorgasbord. And a discernment is very necessary here. By the way, you can tell if it's true or not true. We don't have enough data. I find this intriguing. I don't believe it. Let me finish. You can tell if it's true or not true. We don't have enough manipulable. I can't talk. I think it's important while we're trying to investigate and discern these mysteries. Manipulable mysteries. That's one question, but there's another issue, which is, what's going on? Why do we believe what we believe? I think that's a very important question to ask. Why are we prone to this or this? What buttons are being pushed by some of these issues, some of these questions, some of these stories, some of these questions, some of these issues? Why do we believe what we believe? Why are we prone to this or this? What buttons are being pushed by some of these issues, some of these questions, some of these stories, some of these questions, some of these issues, some of these questions, some of these stories, some of these questions, some of these issues? Why do we believe what we believe? Why are we prone to this or this? What buttons are being pushed? How does it plug into the mythology, the culture, our paradigms, our worldviews, what's going on? Why do we believe what we believe? Does that answer your question?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, you got any others?
My son Andy Kerr. By the way, my name's Graham Kerr. When my son was just 10, he made his first attempt to follow in my footsteps. And I think he was jolly successful. You know what he cooked? His favorite dish, scrambled eggs. They were soft and creamy, and I really couldn't have done better myself. I'd like to share our secret for perfect scrambled eggs. Just whip 4 eggs together without liquid. And season them. And then pop them into melted butter. You know, when the butter is just at the point of browning and smells like hazelnuts, that's the time to add the eggs. Stir them rapidly. Stir them rapidly. Stir them rapidly. And when they look just right, add 1/4 cup of cold milk. This little trick halts the cooking process that so often makes eggs dry. Fresh eggs are one of the world's great delicacies. They deserve to be treated with respect.
Right.
Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Right.
Is Dale Embry welcoming you to Ask Pastor Dick. Pastor Dick is joining us in this fellowship time to answer any or all questions about God, religion, or the Bible.
Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
Now Pastor Dick comes to you.
Welcome to the show. I'm Pastor Dick. I'd normally be doing the regular show this week. However, let me share with you my experience. I'm not going to be specific because I don't want anybody to get into trouble, so I'll just say that somebody very close to me has had $180 taken from her purse. Now, she left it unattended in a room with people she truly believed she could trust, who were 3 others and myself, and that makes yours truly a suspect. And all I can say is that I'm devastated, and the victim of this robbery is devastated, and the person responsible for this deed, I'm sure, could not help but feel devastated, as all of us do. I feel like I've done all I could. I can't do anything more to restore our faith in humanity, but do you know something? You can. You are humanity. Everybody listening, I'm talking to you. Tonight, you will have the chance to help us, to help yourselves, and to help each other. Tonight, I'm holding a pledge drive. A pledge drive to show all of us how we can fight against the wiles of the devil in the Lord's army, to restore everyone's faith in humanity. Well, enough about that. Here are the rules. I would like for you to call, get a pencil and paper, ready for our Pastor Dick pledge line numbers. And when you call, you may tell me up to 3 sins you've committed within the last 2 weeks. Now, I'll rate your sins on a special scale I've devised and tell you how much you must pay to the Muriel's Purse Fund. Now, no pledge will be more than $5, which I assure you is a bargain. Now, to sweeten the deal, yours truly, Pastor Dick.
Oh, great.
Hold on. Okay, we'll take a sip from this bottle of Andre's champagne for every dollar pledged. I can open this here. See, I'm not good at this. I don't... Mr. Wills, I need some help with this. I don't drink. It's going to pop. Okay, so if you'd like a few laughs later on, please call, because, as I said, for every dollar pledged, I'm going to take a sip of this. Okay, are you ready? No, don't point that at me. That's really dangerous. Okay. But we can go ahead and accept our first call.
Yeah, this is live.
Where's the champagne, please?
Hello?
Hello.
I feel terrible. I heard you talking, and I've committed some sins, and I just feel awful about it.
Well, as I said, what you need to do is let me know three sins that you've committed in the last 2 weeks. I'll rate them on my special scale that I've devised and tell you how much you can send to the Muriel's Purse Fund.
Well, Pastor, I committed the act of fornication numerous times over the past weekend.
Here you go. Here's your...
What you mean?
It's ready for you.
Well, I feel so
fornication.
Terrible. I'll tell you all three of them. And
all right.
I charged more on my Visa card than they would let me.
Okay.
And
one more.
I used a postage stamp that had already been canceled.
Okay, that adds 18. Well, that adds 20 cents to what it is. So it'll be $3.20 to the Muriel's Purse Fund, Box 54, Concord, 94522. Thank you for calling.
Can you take a bad check?
Okay, that's $3.20 we have pledged so far. We're working on 180. Hello, Pastor Dick. Go ahead.
Okay,
we're looking for some sins.
Well, let's see. I smoked some dope in the United States Mint building in Camden, San Francisco.
Okay.
And then I smoked some dope in Walnut Creek.
Okay, that would be the same amount. Do you have any other... I need a different sin.
Well, let's see. I drank some sake in Walnut Creek.
Okay.
And let's see, then what did I do? Then I dropped some mushrooms at...
Okay, just three sins. That will... exactly $3, and that's payable to Muriel's Purse Fund, Box 54, Concord, California, 94522. Thank you for calling. Let's take our San Francisco call. We have a lot of calls on the line, so we need to keep moving. Did you wish to tell me some sins?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I need to take three sips of champagne while you tell me for $3, okay?
Go ahead.
You're on the air, Pastor Dick. We lost it. Let's take our San Francisco call now.
Hello, this is San Francisco.
Yes.
Do
you have some sins for me today?
Yes, I'm the president of a corporation, and I screwed over, fired, and belittled many of my employees. And
I see.
I'm so sorry about this.
Mm-hmm.
What you mean?
That's right.
All right.
Ooh.
We have, you have more for me? Or did you want to stop there?
Well, those are three separate sins there. I've insulted, belittled. I've also done jamming over the loudspeaker. Oh, I said the magic word.
Okay, since you are the head of a large corporation, would you mind giving $5 to this fund?
Oh, no.
Okay, we'll put you down for $5, and you can...
You get rather drunk on that.
So, what?
Yes.
Thank you for calling.
Goodbye.
Next call, please.
Thank you.
Oh, right. So that was great. We had some righteous dub there from Culture. Mosiah Rockers, of course. Can never get enough. Where'd the cat go? The cat was up in my face here a minute ago. And apparently she wandered off. Maybe to get a kitty drink of water, which means I need a tobe drink of tea. Maybe just half a cup here. Yeah, I'm starting to think that I need to make the switch over to some juice. Get some juice going. Just so I don't overheat. Not that this tea is very hot. In fact, I would describe it more as tepid. It's not hot tea. It's not iced tea. It's tepid tea. Who would drink this? Other than me, of course. Oh, I don't know. But it's so delicious. I just love it. There goes the cat. Zipping through the room. Alright. I gotta cut up these carrots. Because I'm so hungry for carrots. No, that's not true. I don't actually have any carrots. But I was thinking about buying some melons. You know, like, I still have to go to the store. You know, I said I was going to go to the store last night, and I didn't. So now I need to go to the store. I need to get some melons. I want to get some cantaloupes. I want to get some musk melons and just have a melon freak out. But it's so damn hot. I don't know if I can go outside. I guess you'll find out tomorrow on the next episode of The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day.
This
end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me.
Beat me to it.
The end of the line, yes.
Oh, yes. Water down the drain. And this is when the beeping starts. ¶¶